on VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Israel and Hezbollah exchanged heavy fire into Sunday, with Israeli warplanes carrying out the most intense bombardment in almost a year of conflict across Lebanon south, and Hezbollah firing rockets deep into northern Israel. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
The escalating attacks come less than 48 hours after an Israeli airstrike targeting Hezbollah commanders in a suburb of the Lebanese capital. The Lebanese health ministry said on Sunday that the death toll from that strike had risen to at least 45. Friday's strike inflicted another blow on Hezbollah after 2 days of attacks last week, in which pagers and walkie-talkies used by its members exploded. The death toll in those attacks, widely believed to have been carried out by Israel, has risen to at least 39, with more than 3,000 injured. Israel has neither confirmed nor denied involvement.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Russia has launched new strikes in the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv that hit high-rise apartment buildings. Officials said the Saturday night attacks left at least 21 wounded. Kharkiv City Council said 18 buildings were damaged. The second largest city has been a frequent target of Russian attacks. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned the strike and urged Kyiv's Western allies to send more weapons to help it, quote, protect lives and ensure safety. He said that Ukraine needs full long-range capabilities. Moscow said on Sunday a firefighter was killed and two others were injured by a Ukrainian drone in the Russia-occupied Luhansk province in eastern Ukraine.